Introducing Strap to the blind and beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021, for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the Exhibit Hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight, members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com. The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION. Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond
Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I am your host, Michael.
No, I'm not, really.
That was funny.
I am your host, Dave, filling in for Michael right now,
who's in Hawaii.
I believe one of the islands. He wasn't specific, and I can't say any more. But he's okay, and there's nothing wrong, and we're not taking over. This is of his own free will, but he'll be back, so don't worry.
That's right.
But I am here with my dear friend Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Dave.
I'm
glad to be with you. It's always so much fun when you're on the air with me and with Michael also. I just wanted to fill you in, bring you up to date. Oh, I hear Brenda in the background. Bring you up to date, Dave. A couple of things. I think Trish.
Two things.
We have a caller, which I'm happy about, and then we also have, I think Chris has a song. So, Chris, we'll take our caller first.
Can we have a caller?
All right, no problem. We got Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina, on the Dow. Kevin, how you doing?
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, David. And hey, David, since you were late for dinner, the only thing left is cold shoulder.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad, wasn't it?
That was funny.
I couldn't help it, man. I'm glad that it wasn't wasted, though.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to warm up.
You're paying close attention.
I'm still trying to warm up. What? Go on.
Kevin, I have a question. I have a question for Kevin. And do you have a talking thermostat? How do you know how to turn the temperature on to make it warmer or colder? Or do you have somebody help you?
Well, it's a thermostat I have, though. There's three switches on the bottom, cool, off, and heat, then auto.
Oh, okay.
All that.
Yeah.
Then at the top, it's just this little slider, and I just guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Isn't that beautiful? That's the best way. Ones that you can just push, you know, colder or hot. Like, you don't have to enter anything. You don't have to have a password or do any kind of fancy dance to get the thing to work. Those old-fashioned kind of the best, dude.
Kevin, how are you getting to work these days with the weather? Do you have snow? You do have snow, right?
Oh, man, we had a little bit of snow once or twice.
Oh, only a little bit. Okay.
Last weekend, we had an ice storm come through, and, oh, I lost my power for 2.5 days.
No kidding.
Yep, the nice thing about that, I didn't have to keep my Coca-Cola in the refrigerator.
Yeah, right.
Get it right out.
Just have it right outside. Right?
Did you have to throw? Did you have to throw away a lot of spoiled food?
No.
Did you take that into work, or how?
I was just wondering how he got to work on American Flyer.
Maybe.
No, well, they closed though that the Friday before.
Oh, good.
Anticipating the weather, and then
okay.
Oh, well, actually, I'm
good. Nothing. That's not good. They should never close.
I tested positive a couple weeks ago, so I'm out until I go back Wednesday.
Holy cow, dude. Sorry to hear that. So you've been okay? You're feeling better?
I was fine 2 days later. It was just like a sign.
Yeah, but you're tested. You're safe to be, so you're not going to give anybody else COVID. We don't want that.
Yep.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Kevin. Thank you so much.
We'll catch you later.
Talk to you later.
Hear your voice, man. Thank you.
Okay, we have 4 minutes to the break. I'm not sure if Chris has a song or not. Are you there, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
You know I stay ready. I always got something up the sleeve. And I think you might like this one. I'm not too sure, but we're going to give it a try and let's see what happens.
Okay.
I want to know who is singing this jam right here.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah, I figure I'll just play a little bit. Since I went too far back last week, I'm going to bring it up a little bit.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
407-894-1680.
I want to hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be. Can't take my eyes off of you. Part of the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you keeps me weak. There are no words of this week. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's me.
407-894 1680. Who's singing that song? Who's singing that?
It's not you, though, right?
No, it's not me this time.
You promise it's not you, Chris?
Yeah, I promise it's not me this time.
Okay.
Sometimes commercials, dude, when they come out, that's a great song. I can't take my eye off that car.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, you came up with a lovely one there. I wonder who did that song. Come on, people. 407-894-1680 for a big prize. Really big. I think we got a $10 gift certificate from like Subway, maybe, or maybe a different.
You know, that's my favorite restaurant, right? You know that, right?
I know. And I love running into you there at Subway.
Right.
Yeah,
remember those days? We used to get Chinese food and Subway, and boy.
I know, right?
We haven't even seen Chris in a year. We haven't seen Chris in a year.
Really? Yeah. No, not yet. Don't say that yet. It's been about 11 months. It's been about 11 months.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't say that. I'm coming by. I'm going to do a drive-by and pop-up.
You know where we're at.
I'm going to do a drive-by and pop-up and sit in the car and just blow my horn. Hey!
There you go.
Yeah, you won't believe it, Chris. I'm like a foot taller than I was last you saw me.
And I haven't had a haircut in a year. My hair is down to my waist.
Mine's pretty long too. Brenda and I were just talking about that. We're developing that kind of a COVID homeless look. A very special look. So, I'll get some pictures to put them up on the WOKB site.
It's a schleppy look.
We're not showing up in some beauty parlor, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm not. Even if she wears a mask, I'm not doing it yet until I get my shot.
I know.
Right, at least get the shot.
I'm still chicken.
Chris, you got anybody for your song?
Nope, not yet. I think I done stumped somebody. Well, the person that I know that knows it, he already won. Probably my good friend over in Clint, Indiana. I know he knows.
Yeah, but he won already.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else knows it, too.
All right, come on to break.
We got to go to break. We'll be back in a minute. Think about it and call in. Come on.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. 100. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
All right. We're back. Hey, you are tuned into the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you just stumbled across us and have no idea where you are or what you're listening to, that's it. The Blind and Beyond radio show, we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community of all things. We talk about blind-related things, sighted-related things, and lots in between, don't we, Lynn?
Hence the word beyond. Sometimes it's beyond.
We are way beyond. And plus, our man Chris went far beyond the call of duty. We had a computer blow up down at the studio and all kinds of problems, and he finagled all kinds of things together too in order to get the show off the road.
That's right.
Or on the road, really. It's hard to say at this point. It may be off the road before we're done. We'll see.
That's right.
But
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together
we're making.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Right. That wasn't supposed to come in like that, but it just kind of came in.
Hey, good.
Good job there, Mr. Shaw.
Dave, I think we have a caller, Dave.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we need to take that caller
right away.
I'm hoping you're calling for the trivia.
Anthony
Anthony
from West Palm Beach. Are you calling in for the trivia, right, Anthony?
Yeah, that song.
Yes, sir. Do you have it?
Frankie Valli?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right.
All right.
You're absolutely right. He got it. All right.
Congratulations, yay. Anthony. Anthony, are you a first-time caller, listener?
Hey, I love your show. You're beautiful people.
Well, thank you. We love that you're listening and you're out there. And I hope you call again, and I hope you listen every week. So please, I can't hear him.
Is Michael okay?
Yeah, he's on the mend. Thank you. I'll tell him you asked. Thank you. Anthony, give your address and your last name, please, to Chris so we can send you out the subway card. And thank you for calling. We have to move on. Thank you.
All right, Anthony, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty, Dave. If it's okay with you, Dave, I'd like to welcome our next guest caller. That's okay, Dave? All righty.
You go for it.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome Jason Morris. And Jason is a board member. He's one of the board members at the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and he also happens to be on the committee for Hope from Home. And you know I've been talking about Hope from Home for the last few weeks. It's the United Night to Save Sight, and it's Sunday, February 28th, which is coming up really soon, actually next Sunday, and it's celebrating Rare Disease Day. And I'll turn it over to Jason. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you so much, Lynn. It's such a pleasure to be
here.
And thank you. We appreciate it, Dave. And Chris, I'm honored to be among you guys and really appreciate your show and all you guys do for this community. A really nice mission that you have, being the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. And hopefully the FFB can do a little bit of that as well. But thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us.
Yeah, we are really excited, as you said, next week, next Sunday night, and I apologize that we're competing for airtime, but our event is next Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And
you know, I noticed that, but
it's entirely unintentional, and I hope people can set the today's version of the VCR or DVR, however.
Yeah, so yeah, whatever it is, right?
Both
yeah.
events in.
Yeah, we forgive you.
Thank you.
We have the archive later for our show, so don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, we archive our show.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we still love you guys. So that's
yeah. Well, and it's absolutely mutual.
Okay.
So we appreciate it. But next Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, actually, if people log in a little bit early, there's even going to be some activities, I think, with a chef ahead of time, kind of warming things up because people tend to get on a little bit before the actual start time. And then at 7 p.m. Eastern, promptly, the show is going to begin. We have Kevin Nealon, who is of Saturday Night Live fame, as our MC. You may have also, more recently, he does a YouTube show called Hiking with Kevin. He's a stand-up comedian, an actor. He was in the show Weeds for a while. But anyway, we are thrilled to have him as an MC. He's going to do some comedy. We are going to have some scientific updates and an award given, and then we are going to avail people of the opportunity to break into one of six different kind of party rooms about a half an hour into the event, and they're all different themes, and you don't have to commit to a single party room. You can bounce around between them if you would like to experience multiple different topics, and we're making sure that all of this is hopefully easy to use for both our sighted, low vision, and no vision participants. The different rooms are going to be a sports theme party room, which we're very excited about. We're going to have Chris Kerber, who is the voice of the St. Louis Blues hockey team, interviewing Jackie Joyner Kersee, who you all may remember from the Olympics.
Wow.
She's a track and field star, has won 3 gold medals, a silver medal, 2 bronze medals, and then Hall of Fame shortstop Ozzie Smith is also going to be in the sports room answering questions and just part of that discussion. So that'll be outstanding, and both of them both of them have participated in events in St. Louis, in my market, previously, and are big fans of the Foundation Fighting Blindness and happy to participate and help. But we've also got a wine tasting room, a games room, a wellness room where we're going to be talking about yoga and mindfulness. There will be a family party room that is actually like a virtual petting zoo where they're going to have cute animals there. And this group has done these virtual petting zoos. I'm interested to see how that's going to work. And then finally, there's going to be a science party room for a conversation with our award winner from the evening and just an update on all things science that the FFB is involved in. So a lot of different things to choose from before going back to a group setting where Kevin Nealon will walk us through some more comedy, and then we'll hear some musical acts as well. So an absolute ton going on, and we are really trying to do our very best to make sure that, because it is a fundraiser and we're selling tickets, that this is going to be a lot of fun and enjoyable, and people are going to feel like they really got the bang for their buck, and we're doing, you know, obviously a good thing for the FFB in the process.
How amazing is that? You're getting all those activities into 2 hours.
Right, yeah.
Wow. I'm curious about that petting zoo as well. And the wine tasting.
Yeah,
curious to see how that wine tasting was.
Unfortunately, we do not have the technology to send virtual wine to people.
Like Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, I wish we did.
Yeah.
So it will be bring your own beverage, but there'll be a sommelier in the room. Yes.
Yeah, we can still bring our own and enjoy along with you. There's nothing wrong with
right.
that.
That's right. And I heard...
All right, I'm there. Count me in.
I heard that since Michael is in Hawaii, if anyone would like to join him over there,
yeah.
we do have a couple of auction items that are trips to Hawaii that people could bid on.
Wow.
And if Michael is back and wants to go back, or if people want to join him
right.
over there, they would be able to do that. So.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a feeling if Michael, once Michael leaves, he won't be able to go back. So
that may be.
That's just my feeling, but I don't know much about it. So whatever, you know. But
yeah.
You're selling some great prizes for sure. I would like to go to Hawaii myself personally.
We will have, in addition to all of those things, we'll have a very brief live auction. I think we only have 3 or 4 items in the live auction, but we'll have a silent auction that people can participate in without even participating in the event. If a virtual party is not their cup of tea, but they would still like to access the silent auction items, they can go to our website and get access to those things. And we have literally hundreds of silent auction items that run the gamut of anything you could think of.
So what's the website where they would go to do that? Just that particular thing for like bidding on stuff.
I would direct you to the Hope From Home website, which is fightingblindness.org/HopeFromHome. And there you can get tickets. There is tons of information. I kind of rambled if people weren't taking notes. Everything that I talked about is easily accessible there. And you can get ticket information. Individual tickets are $100 per login. If you're under the age of 35, we're doing a discount of $50 per login. I promise the FFB and the group putting this thing together is working really hard to make sure that people feel like that is worthwhile. And I promise, I can guarantee that the money will be well used by the FFB, who always in total contribute about 75% of the money that we raise to research and education. So it is going to a good place.
I mean, that's the price of a concert. It's not a big deal. You know, that's not an unreasonable price at all, I think. And so, and considering especially the entertainment you get, and as well as the good information and stuff, and it's going to a great cause. So, I mean, I think it's worth it.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event.
Thank you very much. We're sure it will be, and our really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So can you mention the website again, please, before we say goodnight?
Yes, they can go to the website, which is fightingblindness.org/HopeFromHome, or they can call 866-782-7330. And again, on behalf of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, thank you guys for your partnership and all the support that you give to us.
We would like to say thank you to your support, the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are awesome.
And what you
guys do is great. And we hope you make tons of money this next
hope
week.
So. And, well,
thank you very much.
If they're not listening to us, I hope they're listening to you guys, one or the other.
Likewise.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you all so much.
And
again, thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Be
all
safe.
Right,
thank
okay, you.
You
too. Take
good
care.
Night.
Yep. Have a good
you
night.
Too. All right. Chris, let's go to break a minute or two early, and when we come back, we'll talk to Malachi Fallon, okay?
All right.
All righty.
Thank you, Jason, and we'll be back in a minute or two. So don't go anywhere, because we've got Malachi, and he's going to be interesting to talk to on the other side of the break, so... 6-2, your radio. Be right back.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021. For the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Hello, hello, hello. This is our Teaching the Minds of Beyond Radio Show. My name is Dave. I'm filling in for Michael tonight. Michael is tied up. Not literally, but figuratively. He's got other things to do tonight. I believe he is somewhere in Hawaii, or that's the word on the street. So, but we're filling in for Michael, and he will be back, so don't worry about Michael, honestly. But my name is Dave, and we have Lynn on the other side there, my dear friend Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the reintroduction. And it's my pleasure to welcome back Malachi Fallon. And Malachi, for those of you who don't know, is the executive director at Xavier Society for the Blind in New York. And before we go further, Malachi, I just wanted to thank you from Michael and I and the rest of the crew at the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for supporting our show these last months. And we greatly appreciate you being out there.
Well, you're very welcome. Yeah, and I really enjoyed my time with you. So thank you very much for the opportunity and the opportunity to tell folks about Xavier Society and our mission. It's really important for us to get the word out there. So
there you
thank
go.
You.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to Dave. Dave?
Well, and an excellent mission it is. I mean, you do a lot of really good work, and I'm one of your customers, and just real basically, you know, because there are people who tune in from week to week that actually could not know possibly what the Xavier Society does. So you produce books in Braille as well as other medium, usually on a religious format, but also spiritual and sometimes thoughtful material. So just if you can give a little rundown what you do, and but more specifically, how it relates to blind folks, and especially we're at the time of Lent, so like what's going on at Xavier?
Sure. Thanks, Dave. So yeah, so as you mentioned, we produce books in Braille and audio. Our audio books are available in the digital talking book format. So anyone who has a player that they receive from the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, they can play our audio books on those machines. We've been around. Last year, we celebrated our 120th anniversary, so we've been around since 1900. Everything that we produce and we provide is done free of charge. We're very fortunate to have some wonderful individual donors and the support of a number of family foundations to help us do that. So we produce a lot of books. As you said, a lot of our titles are related to the Catholic religion, but not exclusively. We do a lot of content, and we provide a lot of books that are related to spirituality, religion generally, inspiration. So, for example, we did, you know, some of the new titles that we have recently in Braille, a great book, and I think I've mentioned it a couple of times on this program, When Life Gives You Pears, The Healing Power of Faith, The Healing Power of Family, Faith, and Funny People by Jeannie Gaffigan. And she's a wonderful writer, and her husband is a famous comedian and actor, Jim Gaffigan. So she talks in this book, she talks about a really serious medical crisis that she had, and how, again, her family, faith, and the funny people that she knows helped her get through that crisis. So great
yeah.
Reading. It was a New York Times bestseller. So
right.
That's an example of some of the more recent titles that we've been providing.
And people don't realize, you know, all this coming in, able to be out in Braille, free of charge. I mean, it's not easy to put out a book in Braille. It's not cheap or simple. But you guys will, you know, mail it to someone, that anybody that wants it that's eligible, which is crazy, and for people to not take advantage of such a great deal. That is awesome.
That's right. So a lot of our Braille titles are available in two formats. So we do, as you suggest, we do emboss books, and we send them out, you know, in Braille, you know, on paper. So, for example, the Jeannie Gaffigan title, that's, I think it's four or five volumes in Braille, just
As right. you know, the Braille books are just so much larger. But we also produce our Braille titles in BRF. So if folks are able to download the electronics files and then use refreshable Braille devices to read those books.
Wait, which is
format,
so much,
that format's
which
available
is great.
As well.
Yeah, I mean, that's far better to not have to go through as many trees, you know. If people do have the ability to have a Braille device to read on, that then and you can get them almost instantaneously that way too, right? As far as they can, people can
that's
download
right.
a title.
That's right, and also our audiobooks are available for download as well. So, well, we do mail out, you know, the books in Braille and the cartridges. For play on the machines provided by the National Library Service, our content is also available for download.
Gotcha. And if anyone has a quick question, 407-894-1680 is the number, 407-894-1680. I'm sure we don't have tons of time, but I did want to mention, as far as people that are interested in actually in the Catholic faith, that you even produce a daily devotional type where you give the whole information of the mass that you can have in Braille or the that other format, which is I think is pretty incredible too, especially right. during times like this with COVID, where you can't necessarily be there. You have this is could be quite encouraging.
So, David, you recommend this? You recommend that people call up and get the materials.
I tell you what, you need to at least call Xavier Society and check, or at least go to the website if nothing else. But they're very friendly if you call them too. And like I say, I'm a customer, I think they do great work. Can you imagine an organization being around and actually doing good, you know, important stuff since 1900? You know. Yeah, and let me tell you, they send stuff out. I'm almost overwhelmed right at the moment. I think I need to get my act together here.
David, did you order the book, When Life Gives You Pears?
No, but I am getting other Braille material from, like a daily devotional thing, and all in Braille, and I'm really appreciate the services. I think it's awesome. So,
right. And
I
David,
read
you
it,
mentioned.
So.
And you encourage people to call in, and that's a great reminder. We have an 800 number, and it's 800-637-9193. That's 800-637-9193. So folks can call in, talk to our client services manager just to get any information they need or find out if they're not already registered with us. They can find out how to register, and it's a very simple process.
It's easy.
And if you didn't get the phone number, you can just go to our sponsor page, and it's right there, and you click on it, and you can get the phone number, or you can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And so the logistics are very simple, right, Malachi?
But you got a website, too, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's what I'm saying. You can go to our website if they want and just click on it.
That's right. So our website is XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org.
But you don't have to fill out a million forms or anything like that, right? You just
Not at all. Just basic information and
right.
Get the ball rolling for folks.
Right, and then it comes in
the
mail.
Yeah, they're good people. They want to hook you up as soon as they can do it. So I like them.
That's wonderful.
So good job, old boy, I would say.
Well, thank you, Dave.
You're funny, Dave.
I appreciate that.
No, really, you do a good job, and we appreciate all you do. So,
thank you.
As well as being a sponsor, like I say, I'm spoiled because I'm double dipping because I'm a customer as well. So, but you definitely do some hard work. So, and even worse. You got snow and all that kind of stuff dealing with going to work, man. I don't know. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Well, I'm very fortunate. We have a very dedicated staff. We're not a large organization. We have a total of 6 full-time employees, and we rely on quite a number of volunteers as well. But Our people are very dedicated, so we want to make sure that we continue to serve in our mission, regardless of the weather.
Yeah, I bet you
be careful out there. Be careful, please, out there in the, on the ice and the snow and everything else up there.
That's right. Gotta have those boots that don't slip, man.
That's right. It can be treacherous, that's for sure.
Yeah,
you don't worry about that down in Florida.
Not in Florida. What did you say, Dave?
I said here in Florida. I was going to say, a Florida boy, I'm not used to that kind of stuff.
No. Well, thanks so much, Malachi. Thank you for joining us once again. And
great to talk to you.
And you all take care.
Well, and Dave, thank you very much. And please give my best to Michael.
I will. We will. Thanks, Malachi. Take care.
All right. Good night now.
Good night.
I'll see you.
All righty.
That was fun.
That was. So, I don't know what Chris is doing, but I had a little announcement from Lighthouse Central Florida. Now I have to find it. Oh, here it is. Earlier in the show, I said that if you're interested in a new career or, you know, you're looking for employment, that they have some things on the horizon for working from home. So let me just read you. It's called Customer Care Professionals. And they, right now, the working at home isn't ready this minute, but they want to meet anyone who even thinks they may want to work, no matter where they're located. So Lighthouse Central Florida, as you know, is our sponsor now going on 6 years. So I got the scoop, and I wanted to pass it along to all our listeners all around the country, because the word is that they're willing to relocate qualified candidates who have that interest of getting a job. And also, they're willing to hire the right candidates and pay for their training should they meet certain requirements. And if you're interested in learning more about, there's two ways to find out, actually three. You can just go to lighthousecfl.org/job-posting-6, and that will take you right to the landing page. That's lighthousecfl.org/job-posting-6. Or you could just contact the HR manager, Judy Kennedy, and her email is jkennedy@lighthousecfl.org. That's J Kennedy.
I know her.
Yeah, I figured you did. This is your territory. jkennedy@lighthousecfl.org. Dave, you want to give out the phone number at Lighthouse, and I'll give the extension. See if you remember
it. She's a nice lady, that Judy Kennedy, so give her a call. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the number. Tell me if I'm right. You better follow along.
Okay, I'm listening.
I think it's 407-898-2483.
I think you're right. Your extension is 223. Can you repeat that, Dave, please?
I'm going to tell you again, because that number at Lighthouse of Central Florida, if you want a job, which I'm sure you probably do. I mean, if you can work from home, for goodness sakes, that is awesome. You know, I'm an old fart now, but if I was a young whippersnapper like Lynn, I'd be out there.
You're right.
I'd be out there shoveling snow to get a job and getting relocated. Can you imagine? I want to talk to him about I want to get relocated, Brenda and I.
Yeah, from Fern Park to Orlando, right?
But you never know. But anyway, that phone number is 407-898-2483.
Extension 223. And I'll tell you more about it as we go along. Let's say hello to Brenda. I hear her giggling in the background.
Hey, Brenda. That's
all I did.
I think she's eating.
Where are we moving?
We're moving to Orlando.
Relocated.
Well, you've worked with long people and you're a good company.
That's right.
We're going to move to Hawaii. We're going to move to Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. I may win that stuff, one of those prizes from Jason, too. That was fun talking to him.
And it was pretty amazing that he apologized for being on the same time as us. That was very gracious of him. Yeah.
That's right. How could he? I was thinking if he could move that like a couple weeks away, but at least he's not trampling on my show. That's the big thing. That's the important thing.
That's some event they're having. My gosh, all that in 2 hours.
It is.
I still don't understand the petting zoo. Do you understand the petting zoo, though, Dave? How can you have a virtual petting zoo?
Well, I guess that's the thing. They make it appealing, so you want people to sign in to see, but I want to see what they're going to do for wine. I mean, they tell me ahead of time, I'll drink along with them, but
what they'll probably do for the petting zoo is tell you to pet your hair, pet the back of your back, rub
see if you can
arm,
pet your stomach and your head at the same time.
Right. Well, you know, little different things like that. You know, see if you can pet,
I'm up for that.
Pet one of your kids and see if they get that hyena laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Finally, something that's more my speed.
Right.
Hey, Chris, I have a question for you. Did you go to the fish fry yesterday?
No, I didn't get a chance to make
Friday.
It. I was stuck over in Volusia County over at the Daytona Beach doing some work over that way.
Oh,
and
it sounded
talking
really
about
good.
The fish fry. We were thinking about going to it, to be honest with you.
Hey, anytime that we have them, you should come. Every now and then, when I do have a chance to make it over here, I do get myself on. I do
raining.
Get placed on the grill to do some stuff. So you know, Brother G and Sister Lady Drina and everybody say, "Hey, Chris, you get over here," and I just follow orders.
Well, I think if we showed up, they would probably serve us anyway. Even if we said that we knew you, they probably would still. We would still
he
probably be able to
eat.
He
never goes hungry. He never goes hungry, Chris.
Right. I'm not mad at it. That's the way to a man's heart, through his stomach.
What do they have with the fish? Chris, what do they have with the fish?
Generally, I believe this time we had fish and chicken this time, as well as some, I think some hush puppies, out of French fries, and I think some hush puppies came out, as well as some coleslaw.
Very nice.
That sounds very good.
So you guys were going to go, Brenda and Dave. You were going to go to the fish fry.
We were talking about it. It's an hour away from where we live, and I would feel kind of guilty going all the way over there when my church down is like a few miles away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're starting. You know, like during Lent, everything. Every church goes nuts.
Right.
They're not all having fish fries right now.
They go nuts, right?
Well, okie dokie. Well, if you guys let me, I would like to do the show wrap-up.
Would you please do the wrap-up?
Do I have your permission, Chris and Dave?
I think you could do it.
Roger that.
Okay, well, I wanted to remind everybody.
What do you say, Brent? Is it all right?
Is it okay if I just... Thank you. I'd like to... I can't even talk. I'd like to remind everybody to join us next Sunday, February 28th, with guest co-host Kelly James, and she will be calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, or is she in Memphis? No,
wow.
She's in Nashville. Nashville. And
nice.
That'll be fun. Yeah, and we might meet her new friend, Rory, another musician, Dave, very talented musician.
I'm going to try to listen in, see what I can learn.
So that will be fun. And we were going to welcome... guest callers from Able Docs, Peter from Spectrum Communications, and Strap Technologies. So it'll be a lot of fun. Always fun, always informative. That's our motto.
I'm going to tune in.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening in.
Thanks,
awesome
Dave, for pitch hitting, Dave. Thank you so much.
Stay warm. Stay safe, everybody. Wash your hands, doggone it.
And as Michael always says, David, what does he always say? Don't go away, stay there. How does he word it?
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
There you go.
Maybe sooner. Who knows? but we'll definitely be back in a week.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, Chris. You did a great job.
Yeah, and for those who missed the show and are listening for the archives, look at what you missed. If they were listening to that conference instead of us, those bad people.
Go, Dave.
Have a great night.
Thank
Have a
everybody.
Safe weekend.
Good night, Chris.
Bye bye.
Good morning.
Bye bye, everybody.
Bye, Chris.
Good night.
I know we've got a long, long